Going back to the raid of the last 2 days, which is the topic of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aver, the Mishnah L'Melech, in his precious Drachim, in Drush Beis, he asks a bomb kasha, but we just have to be makdim, a medrash, to properly appreciate this kasha of the Mishnah L'Melech. The medrash is in Parshas Noyach. Parsha Lamed Dalid Yud Dalid. It's going on the pasuk in the Torah that says Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Damo Yishafech. So one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach was Shvichas Damim. It's a mafurish pasuk in Parshas Noach. Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Damo Yishafech. But the lashon of the pasuk is a little interesting. It's Einoy Omer Elader Shuni. Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Damo Yishafech. Says the Gemara. Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said Kulam Behilchas Bnei Noach. The following halachis that I am going to present to you are halachis that are unique to Bnei Noach. Meaning, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how a Bezdin has to paskin shailas, but the following are halachis that apply not Bedine Yisrael, however Bedine Ben Noach. Number one, Be'ed Echa, Ben Noach can be convicted based on the testimony of even one witness. Bedayin Echad, even one dying, below Eidim. They don't even have to be Eidim at all. Now, we just said Eid Echad. So what does it mean, below Eidim? So the Mefarshei HaMedrash say, if the person is Moide Me'atzmoy, ordinarily, Eino de Mesem Atzmoy Rasha, Moide Beknas Potter, if the person is Moide, even if there's no Eid Echad, the halach is that he is going to be punished. Ubalay Asra, you don't have to have Asra. Al Yidei Shliach. If a Ben Noach would make a Shliach to go do one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach for him, the Mishaleach is going to be punished. Al Yidei Ubrim. And if a Ben Noach kills an Uber, he aborts a child, he is going to be Chayef. We know that a Yisrael that aborts a child is not Chayef Shvichas Dam. Now, does that mean it's mutter to abort the child? So we have raid by its abortion part one, part two, part three. There's a lot of raid on this. Kama v'kama kulmas in Nishtabru. Moshe's tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer's, many tshuvas. There's already a tshuva from Yaakov Emden and Shelas Yaivitz. But either way, a Ben Noach can't. Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BeAdam Al Yidei Ubarim, they are going to be responsible. Says the Medrash. How do I know all this? It's all learned out from the same pasuk. Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BeAdam Dam Yishafech. Be'ed Echad B'dayim Echad, because it says Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BeAdam. What does BeAdam mean? Even BeAdam Echad, Lashon Yachid. So if someone's Shoyfech Dam HaAdam, he's a Reitzeach, and he did it ba'adam. There was one aid. Dam Yishafech. That's enough for him now to be chayiv misa. B'loy aidim u'b'loy asra. How do I know that? Because it says shoyfech dam ha'adam. Damoy Yishafech. Meaning, shoyfech dam ha'adam over here, meaning ba'adam, al yidei the adam himself. Right, we said, what does b'loy aidim mean? That even if the person's moida, ba'atzmoy. Ba'adam, I myself was Moida. That's going to be enough. Al Yidei Shliach. It's true even Al Yidei Shliach. How do I know that? Because it says, Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BeAdam. You know how you touch it? Shoyfech Dam HaAdam Al Yidei Adam. Dama Yishnafech. And Al Yidei Ubarim also, because it says, Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam. That if the Adam is inside an Adam, that's going to be enough for this person to be chayiv. Emes is, some of this is mentioned in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, but this is the longer, extended version of what Chazal darshin in the pasuk Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Dam Yishafech. But what we need l'inyoneinu is that from Shoyfech Dam HaAdam BaAdam we darshin that if someone's Shoyfech Dam HaAdam Al Yidei Adam Dam Yishafech. It's a chiddush. Ordinarily, we know Bedine Yisrael ain't Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So if somebody would send somebody as a Shliach to go kill somebody, then the Shliach would be Chayiv, not the Mishaleach. Yet, when it comes to a Ben Noach, it's different. Okay, you'll tell me. I don't know if that's such a chiddush. You see, a Ben Noach is treated differently. You don't need Edim, you don't need Asra, even if you might have Atzmai. So, if he does it Al Yidei Shliach, it would be the same. Freaking Mishnah L'Melech and Prashas Drachim. I don't understand why. Because what's the reason Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? So the Gemara says it's a Svara. The Svara is Divrei Arav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. Zok the Mishnah L'Melech, I know for a fact that the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim is something that applies not only to Yidden, but it's something that applies to Bnei Noach as well. You know, I know that from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Ein Toyanim Amesis. And you know that? You know that from the Nachash HaKadmoini. Because really, the Nachash HaKadmoini, if he had a good lawyer, could have bailed him out. And he could have been out of his whole mess. What would the lawyer have said? He would have said, Chava, Adam, you listen to me? Why was he to me? You should have listened to the Eibishter. Divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, v'divrei Mishaimim. Ki shamata l'koy l'shtecha. Right? You listened to the wrong person. Why are you listening to me? You should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why then did we not tie it to him? Or must be, ain't tie it to But al kaponim, you see that the svar of divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, v'divrei Mishaimim is true not only b'dinei Yisrael. This is something that the Nachash HaKadmoni could have pulled out of his pocket if this was something that he knew how to pull out. So if that's the case, break the Mishal HaMelech, how could it be yesh lichot varaveira when it comes to Ben Noyach? How could it be yesh lichot varaveira when it comes to a Ben Noyach? L'chura, divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin, and you have a Mefurash Gemara Sanhedrin daf Chav Tesam and Aleph that you say the svara of divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin, afilu b'nei Noyach. Demis is like this. Demis is, you see another chiddush in this medrash before the Mishal HaMelech, and that is you see that there's even shlichus by an akum. That's a chiddush. We know ain't shlichus la'akum. So if ain't shlichus la'akum, atem, gam atem, goy can never be a shliach. So what's pashup shan in this medrash? How could you even have a shliach? I think it's pashup that this is a raya to the masas binyamin that Rabbi Kivega brings in an art. And that is that even though ain't shlichus la'akum, but an akum can make another akum a shliach. Why is it that ain't shlichus la'akum? Because Gam Atem, your shliach has to be like you. You have to be dumya to your shliach. So, you're a Ben Briz, you're a Yid, your shliach has to be a Yid as well. But if the person making the shliach himself is an Akum, so then already it's Akum la'akum, and because it's Akum la'akum, then already it's going to be different. Kivega uses this Masas Binyamin to answer a Tosfos Kash and Gittin Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph Ayin Sham. But the bottom line is, L'chura, this Medrash, Pemus Chorishin, would be a Shtikol Raya to the Masas Binyamin. Because if there's no shlichus in the first place, then how can you be Mechayiv the Mishalech? The shliach did it. Forget about ain't shlichus varaveira. Hey, Begley, there's no shlichus, period. You see two chidushim over here. Number one, you see the shlichus la'akum, and number two, you see yeh shlichus varaveira. Just to digress, only because it's dover b'itay ma'atoiv, today's b'shchei d'shadar, there's a sefer called Piskei Tshuva. In Piskei Tshuva, Simon Kuf Mem Ches. So the mechaber of Piskei Tshuva, he was malakid a bunch of tshuvas, and he brings over there from Reb Feivel Plout, who wrote in one of the Yarchons called Tel Talpiyos. So Tel Talpiyos was a very, very famous journal that made its rounds back in the day, and different Talmidei Chachamim, G'dili Olam, would contribute to it. And he was malakit something that he saw in Tel Talpiyos from Rav Feivel Plout. So who is Rav Feivel Plout? So Rav Feivel Plout is the mechaber of a sefer called Lekutei Chaver Chaim. Lekutei Chaver Chaim was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, and a lot of what we know about the Chassam Sofer comes from this Yid, Reb Feivel Plout. I met a Chashev Yid this morning, and I told him I was speaking out this Ha'ara, B'derech Aga, from Reb Feivel Plout. He told me he heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol, couldn't remember who, but he told me he heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol that Reb Feivel Plout, number one, didn't have any children. And he was a heilige, heilige Yid, and a certain Adam Gadol was made that by him he used to see often in Ruach HaKodesh. So he was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. He was a big Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. A lot of what we know from the Chassam Sofer comes from a Feivel Plout. Either way, if sois of you, don't voice begaver. So he said like this, quote, Shamati mipek kodesh bal Chassam Sofer zatzal. Ki agoyin Reb Kivei Eger zatzal. So he said he heard from the Chassam Sofer. Mipek kodesh al Chassam Sofer. Who said that his Shver Reb Kivei Eger had the following Chakira. He declared, it's a mitzvah mishloach manis. Could a person be mekayim the mitzvah mishloach manis if he sends a mishloach manis al yedei a goy or al yedei a katan? What was his chakira? His chakira was because mishloach manis sounds like shlichus. You have to make a shliach. If you have to make a shliach, mean that ain't shlichus lekatan and ain't shlichus laakum. So Rav Kivega was chakar. Kivega had a suffix. Rav Chassam Sofer was saying this over. Whether or not you can make a katan or whether you can make a goy. The heishav lay agoy Chassam Sofer. So Kivega asked this question to Rav Chassam Sofer, and he told him it's poshet. He said it's poshet. He says why? What's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manis? He said if the mitzvah of Mishloach Manis was to take the Mishloach Manis and to give it to your chaver, so you need to do the nesina of the manis. If that's the case, you have to do it. If you want it to be an akum or a katan, ain't shlichus la'akum l'katan, and as a result, it's not going to work. Oh, but said the Chassam Sofer, what's the mitzvah mishloach manis? The mitzvah is shik. The mitzvah is to send it. Oh, if the mitzvah is to send it, if you send it on a day in akum, it's also considered sending. If the mitzvah is give it, so then you have to give it. If I didn't give it, you have to come onto a parasha of shlichus. For that, you need shlichus la'akum k'moisei. A katan and an akum are excluded from shlichus. But mishloach manis, the mitzvah is nish tzegeben. The mitzvah is to shikin. If you give it to FedEx, you also sent it. Lemaisa was sent, and being that it was sent, the mitzvah is the actual shiluach. Just because you send it on your day of goy, it's not considered that you sent it. The goy's nesina is not your nesina. Oh, but the shlichus sending it through him, that's already something that's going to be okay. This is reminiscent of Rav Baruch Ber's lech lecha, vitein scharo kol psiyu psiyu, right? The halicha is the ikra mitzvah. The mitzvah over here is the shiluach. It's the etzim sending it. That's the mitzvah. And because that's the mitzvah, this is what he said. But al kapana. We digress. So you see in this medrash that a guy, a ben noyach, that does sheva mitzvos b'nei noyach al yedei shliach. So the halacha is that he is going to be chayv. And you see two chedushim. Number one, you see shlichus by a ben noyach, which is a pella, chura, maybe a raya to the masas binyamin. Additionally, you see that yesh lichat varavera. Okay, so you'll tell me yesh lichat varavera. Oh, but fake the Mishnah Melech. How can you tell me yesh lichat varavera? Lachura ain't lichat varavera is predicated on the fact of divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishonim. And you see clearly you had that even for the nachash hakadmoni. So if the nachash hakadmoni can have that taino, why should the benoich not be able to have this taino? So lachura, it's a kushya gedola. Says the Mishnah Melech that lachura, I think you have to say the sabra yisi loyma. That maybe this idea that you find yesh lichat varavera by ben noyach, it's dafka when it comes to shvichas damim. Shofech dam ha adam ba adam dami yishofech. It could be shvichas damim is more chamer, and over there it's going to be different. And because shvichas damim is more chamer, so maybe there the halacha is going to be different. But enochinami, as it relates to the other seven mitzvahs ben noyach, maybe they're not. And he says a smach ledavar is the gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, where Shammai Azokin said that if somebody tells a shlich to go kill somebody, so the halach is right. We learn from Cherub Ne'amayin, we learn it from the parish of David HaMelech, who killed Uriah Hachiti al Yedei Shliach, that there's an Indian of Yesh Shliach at Varavero. So you see already from that Gemara, that could be Shvichas Domim is different, and the bottom line is maybe by Shvichas Domim, dear, that Loch is going to be different. Just one sushtel to the teretz of the Sabra Yisri Loimer of the Mishnah Melech, and that is last night we spoke out, Raid, we spoke at the Shach's Gerois Akasha, that Toisvis in the beginning of Perek HaKoyne says, Asoicher Eidei Sheker Potem Bedine Yadav V'chaim Bedine Shemayim. Why? Because he's a Grom ben Azalkin. And Grom ben Azalkin is part of the other B'din Yishamayim. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that why do you need Soicher Edei Sheker as just another example of Grom ben Azalkin? Everybody knows Grom ben Azalkin. Says the Gemara, because Mal the Tema, I would have thought that a Soicher Edei Sheker should even be part of the B'din Yishamayim, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishayim, Kamash Malon, that he's Chayim B'din Yishamayim. Tosis speaks out, Bava Kamen, with Bava Ben Aleph, that that's only true if you're Soicher Edei Sheker. But if someone would tell people to go say Edei Sheker, over there, you Taka would have the Havamin of the Gemara. The Mal the Tema, you'd say, and you'd be potter even medina shemai. And the shach in simulam and base if cotton gimels matmiya, he says, what's going on over here? Tosfos holds that when there's a divrei rab, a divrei atam, a divrei mishoymen, yinachai medina shemayim. The gemara says mufurish in kedushin daf mem gimel amar aleph that even though ain't shlichat varavera, a medina rab, a medina zut ikibe now, you can be chayev medina shemayim. Since you're going to be chayev medina shemayim, it's going to be a problem. So last time we spoke, I think so is that this two chay medina shemayim, chiv mama medina shemayim or chiv unche shemayim. But if you take a look at the bir hagra. The Vilna Gaon and Bir Agra on that halach and Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah paskins like Yenatoises, and where the Tznach asks his Groisa Kasha, says the Bir Agra. That the Shach says that you see Mefurish from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, that if somebody makes someone a Shlech to do an Aveiro Yechai Medina Shemayim. But says the Goyin, v'zeh davka b'shvichas domim. That's davka by shvichas domim. Sha'afilu im yochel lehatziloi chayev. Even if you could be matzal him, you're going to be chayev. V'oiver mishum loy samoy dal dam reyach. K'moy shemefurish b'simit tov chavav. V'afilu la'agure. Kol shkein sha'im la'argoy. Mashenkin Khan, as opposed to by all other halachas. So the Goyin already, he has a knech, why? But the Goyin already said that it could be that this chayiv lotzei sedei shemayim to answer the shach's kasha on Tosfos is true davka by shvichas damim based on Yad Gemara. But the bottom line is, you see already in the Gdoyle Achroinim that they wanted to say that maybe there's a chiluk between shvichas damim and between all other mitzvahs. As it relates to a Yisrael, it's going to play itself out in the chayiv lotzei sedei shemayim of shlichat varavera, because ain't shlichat varavera. As it relates to Ben Noach, it could be it play itself out that maybe you would even say yesh liach v'varaver, but the bottom line is this is the Mishnah Melech's kasha, this is the Mishnah Melech's teretz. So just to say one har, we'll end with this, and that is so ain't shlich v'varaver. Why divrei rab, divrei tam, divrei mishayim? Last night we spoke out Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva that the Ktzais brings in Simin Shem Peches, but the pasha to reason ain mikra yoytsim v'de pshuta is because divrei rab, v'divrei tam, v'divrei mishayim kiveger. Bav Mitzvah Daf Yud Amud Beis. This is in Drush V'Chiddush Rav Kiva Eger. He clears a shaila. What's the svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishnah? Very pasha. He says my muscle reason was that Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishnah. It just means that I'm telling you to do something for me, and this that I'm telling you to do for me, you're not allowed to do. It's an iser, and there's no shlichas on an iser. Meaning, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamad, Divrei Mishayim is just like a fancy, roundabout way of saying that you weren't really supposed to listen to me, because what I'm telling you to do is aser. Instead, it does shlichus, then sekumtza an iser. That's the pashtus, says Reb Kiv Eger, of the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamad, Divrei Mishayim. But Reb Kiv Eger says that I found in the Sma, in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, he says not that way. The Sma says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamad, Divrei Mishayim. What's the svara? The yochel hamishaleach loim. The mishaleach has a koy chatani. He could say savarti shelo yishma li lasoisai. That to me this was a joke. I didn't think he was really going to listen to me. I never had a mind to make him into a shleach. Why would he listen to me? David should said don't do it. Whatever. It was a chuk of a tlula. Savarti shelo yishma li lasoisai. And being that savarti shelo yishma lasoisai, that's the svara of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishan. Meaning, Kivayger says I always thought it was like pasha. It's an iser. There's no shlichas by an iser. But you see that the Sma is like really, really going into the literal definition of the words. And the niggin of the Sma is almost, like the Mishaleach is talking. I didn't think you were going to listen to me. Memela, I never really had a mind to make Kushit. Sokrup Kivega, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if somebody makes a Yisrael Mummer, a Shliach, to do a Dvar Avera. If the reason in Shlich Dvar Avera is Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamad, Divrei Mishnah, it's an Isser. So Yisrael Mummer, Afal Pishachati Yisrael, he's still a Yid, it is what it is. You can run, but you can't hide. You're still a Yid. And if you're still a Yid, at the end of the day, Avada, you're going to have that loch of in Shlich Dvar Avera. If, however, it's based on the idea of Savarti Shelo Yishmali Lasoisai, this person is already Becheskas. This guy's not Negeya. And as a result, it's Pasha, you're not going to have the Svaro of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamad, Divrei Mishnah. So Reb Kivega, that would be the Nafkamina. Reb Kivega fears ice with a blitz. He says, I have a kasha. You want to hear a kasha? I Reb Kivega's kasha. We learned the Gemara together on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that even if you're going to tell me I'm like be a mitzia lechaver lekana chaveroi, but if a person picks up a mitzia to be kind of for himself and to be kind of for chaveroi, then you say migu da zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechaveri. And the Gemara said teida. I'll prove it to you. You know what the raya is? The raya is from a ganav. If somebody would make a ganav to go steal for him, what's the halacha? The halacha is ain't shlicha dar avera. Avada, the mishaleach, is not going to be considered a ganav. Oh, but shutvin shegonvu, if two ganavim steal, then the halacha is going to be chai. And we spoke out when we learned tafchesam and alf, so machlik is Rashi and Toysmith, what shutvin shegonvu means. Rashi says one shutif used his power of attorney to be a ganav on behalf of the entire partnership. Toysmith says it can't be that based on a Gemara and Berek Meruba. Tais has a great sakasha. So Tais says, what did happen in that Gemara? What does the Gemara mean when it says Shutfin Shaganvu? It means two ganavim went together, bevasachas, and they stole. And what the Gemara means to say is like this, that if one person would steal on behalf of somebody else, you wouldn't say, migu does amagbiya mitzia lechaveira kana chaveira, right? Ain't shlecha daraveira. But if two people would go together, being that each person right now is being a ganav farzich, so the problem is you're also being a ganav, so you have the svar of the Gemara, right? We're not going back into that Gemara too much. Migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavri. Freaked up Kiveger. I don't know what you see in this Gemara, the way Tosfos learned the Gemara. Migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavri. Loilam, I'll tell you, there's no such migu in the whole world. And if somebody finds a mitzia and he picks it up for himself and he has a mind that's chaver, it's not going to work. You want to know why shutfin shagunvu and Tosfos is understanding a shutfin shagunvu? The halacha is, they're both ganavim, it works within shlichos. It works within shlichos. Hamagbiya mitzia lechaver kana chaver. It works within shlichos. I ain't shlichot varavera. Oh, but the Sma said, why ain't shlichot varavera? Sava shalo yishmaloi. Oh, but he's stealing. See, he has no problem stealing. So I'll tell you, there's no chilik and lumdis between if I do it just for you or if I do it together with you. That's not what's going on over there. What's going on over there is, in that case, he's poshut being a shliach for him. It's working with the parish of shlichos. Ah, you're telling me ain't shlichot varavera must be migud azach lenafshi? No, it's your good old fashioned shliach. I ain't shlichot varavera, it's sovashlo yishmoy. But then the guy's stealing. So if he's stealing, obviously there's no problem with something. This Reb Kivega's great sakash. He says, Sarachin. This kash should bother Reb Kivega. He said, Sarachin on the Sma. But the bottom line is, there's two drachim, there's two eifanim, how to understand Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayimim. Is Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayimim? It's a din that if it's a dvar avera, there's no parish of shlichos. Or is Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayimim, like the Sma adds a knech, it's a svara, sovashlo yishmoy. Say, Lachura. Yesh loymar that the trap another nafkamina, and that is if a benoyach tells a benoyach, go do an avera for me. would the Ben Noach, the Mishalech, have the taina of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim, or would he not have the taina of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim? And that's based on the fact that we know from learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah that the Bnei Noach were chashud on Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Befrat Shvichas Damim, there's halachas in Shulchan Aruch, right? You can't go to a Ben Noach barber because he's chashud on Shvichas Damim. We know that a Ben Noach is chashud on Shvichas Damim. Befrat, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf beis amid beis. Tani Rav Yosef, Omad vayimoided Eretz Rav Yater Goyim. Ma ra zayim mitzvah shekiblu aleim bnei noyach v'loi kaimum. He saw that the bnei noyach weren't mekaim the sheva mitzvah bnei noyach. And when he saw that they weren't mekaim the mitzvah bnei noyach, said Eibishter said that even if you're going to do it, you're going to get schal again in the mitzvah v'loisim. Because let's be honest, you're not keeping this mitzvah anyways. So yesh loimar, maybe there's mokim to say that a ben noyach, Klapia ben Noach is always going to be considered like a Yisrael Mummer. And just like a Yisrael Mummer, Reb Kivega said that if the Yisoid of Ein Shlich Adar Aveir is based on the fact of Sava Shalai Yishmaloi, so what's going to come out the Nafkamina that if someone says a Yisrael Mummer, you're not going to have the Tain of Ein Shlich Adar Aveir? That would be a dogma of Yesh Shlich Adar Aveir. Could be a Ben Noach. The Ben Noach is going to be mamish the same thing. But Al Kopanim, maybe this Medrash would be a little bit of a smuchin, a little bit of a makar to the Chiddush of the Smat. The Smat that Reb Kivega thought was a very big Chiddush. I think most people learn Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishaimim like the Smat. Probably because at some point in life we heard this Sma. But Reb Kivega nemdon that this Sma was a very, very big Chiddush. But it could be this Medrash is Ashtikal Makar. This Medrash where it's Mavur, that Yeshlich Advar Avera, when it comes to a Ben Oyach, fake the Prashas Joachim, why Yeshlich Advar Avera? Divri Arab, Divri Atamud, Divri Mishaimim. You see, even the Nachash HaKadmoni had it. Yeah, the Nachash HaKadmoni had Divri Arab, Divri Atamud, Divri Mishaimim, because who was he talking to? He was talking to Adam Arishan and Chava Kaida Machet. Avada there was, even if they had a bit of a Ben Noach, by the way. But still, Avada is talking to Adam Arishan Kaida Machet. So Avada there's a Svara of Sova Shalai Yishmali. So that would have been a fire taina of a Ben Noach, the Ben Noach. He's choshen on Shvichas Damim. And being that he's choshen on the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, could be over there, it's going to be different. Either way, Basi, Rakla, Oira, a little bit of Chumash Taira. We'll stop here.